St. Maximilian Kolbe, the Polish priest who was martyred during the Holocaust in World War II by the Nazis, he once said this: "If angels could be jealous of men, they would be so for one reason: Holy Communion." One of my favorite devotions is the rosary. I pray the rosary every day, and I know a lot of you also pray the rosary every day. If you don't, I highly, highly recommend it. And every time I pray the rosary, I always have a specific intention for every decade. And on Thursdays, when I pray the luminous mysteries, and I get to the fifth luminous mystery, the institution of the Eucharist, I always offer up that decade for the intention of a greater love for Jesus in the Eucharist, and for a greater reverence and respect for Holy Communion. In the first reading today, the prophet Ezekiel says that God has called him to be a watchman for the people of Israel. What is a watchman? Well, a watchman was a soldier who stood watch, oftentimes at a high elevation, on a tower, on a city wall, to see if there were trouble coming. And the prophet is meant to be the watchman, to look out and to protect the people of any incoming dangers. When it comes to faith, that's what our job is, especially as priests are. We're called to be watchmen, to help protect our flocks from possible dangers. Today I want to share with you something that's been on my heart for a number of years, and really just the last couple of months especially, of not only an impending danger for the life of the church, but a danger that I think exists currently in the church. And I want to make sure that danger never gets a foothold here in our parish. And so I'm preaching all the masses this weekend because I'd like to talk about reverence for Holy Communion. In my experience, I believe that being casual with the Eucharist is this danger that has really affected the church. I've been a priest for a little over 10 years now, and I've lost track of the number of times that I've had to chase people down during communion who walk away with the Blessed Sacrament. It's even happened here. One time I didn't catch up with a person until they got into the gathering space. I'm also sad to say that a few times, even this year in 2023, we found hosts, we found the Eucharist in different parts of the church. Left in a pew, in a hymnal, on the floor. Now, obviously, that is beyond unacceptable. And obviously, I realize I'm not talking to you all, the people who faithfully come to Mass on Sunday. I realize that 99% of these occurrences happen from non-Catholics, non-practicing Catholics, visitors to the church, who oftentimes don't know what they're doing. But it's still unacceptable. And so what do we do about this? This kind of increase in casualness around the Eucharist that I believe has infected the church over the last several decades. There's a lot of people out there who will say, "Father, there's only one answer to this problem. We got to bring back the communion rails. We got to bring back the rails where everyone came forward, knelt down if they could kneel, and receive Holy Communion on the tongue. That would solve this problem." And in total honesty, after being a priest for over 10 years, I am very sympathetic to that argument. However, a decision like that is way above my pay grade. That's something that would have to be decided by a bishop and really ultimately the Pope. So how can we make sure we're always fostering a spirit of reverence and respect for Holy Communion? Today, I just want to go through a couple of tips. And some of these are very basic, but it's okay. Sometimes we got to go back to the basics to help refresh our memory about why communion is so important. So a few tips. First of all, again, hopefully a lot of these go without saying, but I only bring them up because I've seen them before. Number one, You should not be chewing gum when you come forward for Holy Communion. If you're chewing gum, I'm not going to give you the Blessed Sacrament. If you're going to receive in the hands, which the church allows, if you want to receive in the hands, a couple of tips. First of all, make sure your hand, look at your hands and just make sure they're clean. Again, like I've put the Blessed Sacrament in sometimes some of the like filthiest hands. And as I'm doing it, I'm just like trembling. I'm like, I can't believe this is happening right now. So make sure your hands are clean. Again, basic, you know, if you're receiving the hands, hope you learned this in second grade, one hand on top of the other, right? And you want to have that top hand be nice and flat for the Blessed Sacrament, a nice throne for Jesus. He's the king, right? Sometimes people put their hands side by side, and then I'm like, I don't know which hand you want. And then sometimes people will like flip it over, like, this is God. I'm just like, oh, we'll flip it over. So again, one hand on top of the other, and don't like, some people like really cup their hands too, and it's kind of hard to get Jesus in there. So flat, one hand on top of the other. Also, if you're receiving the hands, remember you have to consume the Blessed Sacrament immediately so that the minister who gave you communion can watch you consume. Again, if I give someone communion in the hands and they start walking away, I'm going to stop and I'm going to watch until I see that host go into their mouth. And if I don't, then I'm going to follow them. I hate doing that. I hate doing that, but I, as a priest, I have a sworn duty to protect the Eucharist. Also, if you're receiving the hand, it's always good to make sure you check for any particles left on your hand. We believe that every little piece of that host is the body, blood of Jesus Christ, the soul and divinity of Jesus. So if you have even a little piece, make sure you consume that as well. Last thing about receiving the hand, if you only have one hand available during communion, let's say you walk with a cane, or maybe you're carrying a child, which is great. We love kids here at St. Michael. That's awesome. But if you're carrying a child or you walk with a cane or something, I would ask, and if you only have one hand available, to receive on the tongue. Again, just from a reverence standpoint, just to come forward and just kind of go, this kind of looks like, hey, give me five, Father, you know, like. Also, too, I have sometimes seen, you know, parents who try to receive with two hands while holding a child, and it's like, I'm worried that you're going to either drop the host or drop the child. Both would be bad, right? Okay, a couple of tips on how to receive Holy Communion on the tongue, which, again, side note, it's good to know, not everyone knows this, but that was the tradition of the church for like 1800, 1900 years. It's only been in the last 50 years the church has allowed communion in the hand. So receiving on the tongue, again, pretty simple. You just open your mouth a little and stick out your tongue a little. You have to open your mouth. Sometimes people, it's not like you're the dentist, you don't have to open your mouth all the way. You don't have to stick your tongue out all the way. Just enough so that kind of your lip kind of, your tongue kind of spreads out on your bottom lip. It's pretty that simple. What I would encourage too, like if you receive on the tongue, I remember I used to do this when I first started receiving the tongue, I would look at myself in the mirror just to see like, am I doing this right? How do I look? It seems kind of dumb, but again, it's a way to help foster a greater reverence for the Eucharist. Also, if you receive on the tongue, we don't bite the host. And also, when you come forward, like if keep your hands down. Don't put your hands like right under your chin, because then I like to put the ciborium underneath your chin just in case the host falls off your tongue. It rarely does, but sometimes it does, and that's why it's good to put the, you know, have your hands down or have it on the kneeler. Last thing about that, if you've never received on the tongue before in your life, all I would say is this, like, have you ever thought about just giving it a try? If you're like me, I grew up and I didn't even know receiving on the tongue was an option. I was taught from second grade, you receive in the hand, and that's all I ever knew. I never even probably, I'm sure I did, but I don't remember even seeing people receive on the tongue. It was like when I was in college when I first saw, oh, wow, people receive on the tongue? And I think I was in seminary before I ever saw someone kneel down to receive Holy Communion. Me personally, again, it's my just personal story, I made the switch when I was in seminary, about halfway through seminary, to start receiving on the tongue. And for me, my motivation was this. I thought, I want to make sure that the way I receive Holy Communion is different than the way I receive other types of food. Because Holy Communion is not just another type of food, it's a supernatural food. It's Jesus. And I thought, what do I do all the time with regular food? I say, yeah, I'll take some chips. Yeah, I'll take some popcorn. Yeah, I'll take some M&Ms. You know what I never do when someone offers me M&Ms? Yeah, I'll take some M&Ms. I don't do that. Why? Because that's weird, right? But I wanted to receive Jesus in a way that I don't just ordinary food. And that was for me personally. Now, please, I'm not saying, don't go right to the bishop. Father Park is saying everyone has to receive on the tongue. That's not what I'm saying, okay? What I'm saying is this. Have you ever thought about why you receive the way you do and how you receive? And again, if you've never even tried it, like me, I was probably in my late 20s before I ever tried receiving on the tongue. If you've never even tried it, just give it a try. Maybe not today, maybe a couple weeks. Try it for a few weeks, see how it is. Maybe even try kneeling down. Next point. Every time I celebrate a wedding or a funeral, I always make an announcement before communion about communion. And I'm strongly considering making an announcement, not just at weddings and funerals, but at every Sunday Mass. Because at every Sunday Mass, you're always going to have visitors, non-Catholics, etc. And I'm thinking just for the sake of clarity and for the sake of catechesis, it might be good to make an announcement at every Mass. This is kind of the draft that I'm working on. I'd be happy to hear any feedback that you guys have. So like right before the priest holds up the host and says, "Behold the Lamb of God," the priest would say this. "In a moment, we will distribute Holy Communion, the very body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. In order to receive Holy Communion, one must be a practicing Catholic, not aware of an unconfessed mortal sin, have fasted for 1 hour, and if married, one's marriage must be recognized by the Church. If you are not able to receive Holy Communion today, you are invited to remain in your pew and recite the spiritual communion prayer in the black binder. If you choose to receive Holy Communion in the hand, please consume the host immediately so the minister can see you." Just something simple like that. Again, as a way just to remind people of who you are receiving in this moment and then how to receive. I realize, too, a lot of Catholics get frustrated. I've had plenty of conversations with people over the years who think it's so mean and so unwelcoming. Why don't we let everyone receive communion? And I say, this is our special thing. Do you let anyone in your marriage bed? That's what Holy Communion is for us. It's that intimate moment with Jesus. And for 20 centuries, the Church has had requirements about who can receive Holy Communion because of what we value. We value it. And so to say there are no requirements, it doesn't matter, it devalues what the Eucharist truly is. It's a loving thing to do, to tell someone who's not in the proper state to receive Holy Communion. It's the loving thing to say, you shouldn't receive Holy Communion today. I want every person in the world to receive Holy Communion, but there's a way to do that. Become Catholic, be in the state of grace, fast for an hour. Also, too, when it comes to communion time, it's a good reminder, it's not our job to judge people during communion time about who's receiving communion and who's not receiving communion. That's called being judgmental. And if you're doing that during communion time, then that's something that I need to bring to the confessional. Also, too, just during, as the faithful Catholic Sunday Mass goers that you are, a way you can help us as clergy, especially at Masses where there's a lot of visitors, First Communion Masses, Christmas, Easter, funerals, weddings, etc. At those moments, like during communion, if you could just kind of keep your eyes open and just make sure people are not walking away with Holy Communion, If you see that as a baptized Catholic, you have every right to approach that person in charity and say, excuse me, ma'am, excuse me, sir, are you going to consume that? And if they're like, I don't know, okay, I'll take that back. And then you can just consume it yourself. It's awkward. I don't like doing it either. But again, we have to protect the Eucharist. Last point, and again, this is why I also bring up this whole topic. In 2019, the Pew Research Center did a national survey of Catholics in the United States to ask them about Eucharistic faith. And the survey showed that 28% of Catholics believe the Church's teachings about the Eucharist, believe that the bread and wine actually becomes the body and blood of Christ at Mass, which means 72% of Catholics in this country think it's just a symbol. It's just bread and wine. Over the last several decades, as reverence has declined for the Eucharist, is it no wonder that faith has also declined? How we behave affects how we believe, and how we believe affects the way we behave. If our reverence is low as a church, guess what? Our faith is also going to be low. Because our faith is low, if our reverence, it's just a piece of bread. Who cares if it falls on the ground? Who cares who receives it? Who cares if you walk away with it? It's just a wafer. Low faith, low reverence. You increase the reverence, you're going to increase the faith. Every person who walks in here should say, wow, look at the reverence of this place. These people really believe that Jesus is present in the Blessed Sacrament. Every time I pray the fifth luminous mystery, I always ask for the grace for a deeper love and reverence and respect for Jesus in the Eucharist. If angels could be jealous of men, they would be so for one reason: Holy Communion.